Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has. Upon doing the action of dhikr, remembrance of Allah, given a great reward. For those who do the remembrance of Allah, Allah has given or gives a great reward. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to those people who do the dhikr of Allah a very great reward. And it is such a big and great reward that Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, he was a famous and well-known companion, Sahabi, he said that the reward for dhikr of Allah is so great, so big, massive, that you attain nisf, half of Iman, through doing the dhikr of Allah. So alhamdulillah, praise be to all these people, this assembly, this gathering, you are all here gathered, collected, for the sake of doing dhikr of Allah. So this is a happy occasion. Good news, we are talking about dhikr, we are here to do dhikr, and Allah Ta'ala is talking about the reward for those who do dhikr. And Allah Ta'ala says that the action, through the narration narrated by Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, that by doing dhikr of Allah you attain half of Iman, half is left. And the master of the two worlds, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, stated that the reward is such like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blanket. Yeah? Allah ta'ala is giving out his blanket, his cloth, his sheet. Think about the reward of dhikr, remembrance of Allah. The due to doing dhikr, the reward one will attain. And this reward is due to the ni'mah of doing Allah ta'ala's shukr. Allah ta'ala gives a person the gift of being able to do the dhikr of Allah. By doing Allah ta'ala's shukr, yes, so by doing the dhikr of Allah, you are doing the shukr of Allah, you are grateful to Allah, you're paying gratitude to Allah, and shukr is a great action. These two hadith I've mentioned to you, that a person, upon him doing shukr, he attains half of Iman, and Allah ta'ala's chadr, Allah ta'ala's, you could say, sheet, cloth. And how do you attain this? The link with Allah. How do you attain? How can you do shukr to give you those two rewards, half of Iman and the cloth of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? By doing dhikr, you are doing shukr, you are grateful to Allah, and you attain those two rewards. So by doing the remembrance of Allah, dhikr of Allah, you attain the rank of the shakir, who is doing shukr of Allah. Now shukr is such an action that you can do shukr, you can be grateful to Allah by moving your tongue, by reciting from the tongue something. For example, if you attain something in the world or in your life and you are grateful for that. Yes, and there are three parts to shukr. The pious predecessors have mentioned this and taught us this. And we are misers in this respect in doing shukr to Allah. We are misers. Now one is the person, grade one. The person attains a ni'mah, a gift, a reward or a treasure. He stays silent, he doesn't say anything. Chup. Silent, quiet. Second grade, grade two, level two. Those people, if they attain something, something good, they say something. It's bad times, you know. What can I say to you? The business is running, but you know, it's just making ends meet. It's a bit of a struggle. Oh, it's a bit hard. The debts are high and the positives are low. The balance sheet is in the negative. And I'm not well nowadays. I'm unhealthy. I'm well and there's issues at home. But yes, okay, something's come along, you know, good. And this is the way of doing shukr. This is grade two, level two. And we start with the negatives, the complaints. We forget the ni'mas, the rewards Allah Ta'ala has given, the treasures Allah Ta'ala has given, the gifts Allah Ta'ala has given. We start complaining. And the third, grade three, level three, subhanallah. What do they do? What do they say when you ask them, how is everything? They say, alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. Praise be to Allah. So the first two grades, two segments you can say, are a waste of time. But the third group of people, when they say alhamdulillah, they're grateful, this becomes ibadah, worship. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam met somebody and said, how are you? Kayf al-hal, for example, we say, don't we? How are you? Kayf halak? How are you? How is your condition? Your well-being? He said, my condition is good. The Prophet ﷺ said, Kayf halak? How are you? He said, yes, I'm okay. I'm fine. Then the Holy Prophet ﷺ said third time that, how are you? He said, alhamdulillah. Then Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "This is what I wanted to hear from your tongue." Aha, Allahu Akbar. So the questioning three times to you, the reason for this was that I wanted to hear from you somehow. Alhamdulillah. And what is the learning in this? That look, when a person gets something, or when you ask someone, how are you, your condition, there's a point here, within a point, that all these points are pearls for the sake of the success in hereafter. So listen carefully, attentively, maybe small things. You know, you ask people every day, how are you? How's everything? What's going on? What's up? And you, three questions, you ask and stay silent. Or, mashallah, you do the amal on the practice on what we are discussing, and alongside you're smiling and laughing and you're doing this as well. And if he says, no, he keeps pestering me, he passed by and he complains about him as well. Allahu Akbar. So brothers, make this niyyah, this intention, that when you ask somebody how they are, how are you, then make this intention, I'm asking his hal for this reason, that I want him to do the shukr of Allah in reply. Yeah, this is your niyyah, your intention. I'm not just asking him how he is. Is he good or bad? Allah knows best about him. But why I'm asking him how he is or how she is that when I ask the question to this individual, that how are you, how is your condition, then my reason for asking is that I want that brother, that person, to answer back in a way of being grateful to Allah, so they get the reward. Nothing to do with me, I don't reward. So, if he says Alhamdulillah, if he says Alhamdulillah, he does shukr, then what will happen? That the person who has done the shukr of Allah, who is grateful to Allah, has asked, how is your hal? The person who is questioning and the person who is being asked, both will be forgiven. Aha! Both will be forgiven. Because it's a great question, and he's seeking the good answer, which is the shukr, the being grateful to Allah. So who is given the rank of the shakir? Who can do shukr? The person who does the dhikr of Allah. Say loudly, Subhanallah. Your people doing, only the people who do the dhikr of Allah can get the rank, the level of the shakir. A person who is grateful to Allah has given a great reward, a gift. Allah Ta'ala's dhikr that we are attaining, that we are doing, that we've attained. Don't think it's a minor action. It's a massive, massive gift of Allah. These veils will be removed in the hereafter, my brothers. And we'll realize what was dhikr. We're doing dhikr of the heart. Morning, evening, you can't see no reward. There are veils in this world between you and what your reward is. And other people cannot understand. But we will understand the hereafter. What is the dhikr of Allah? And what is the great reward waiting? And such a great karam, mercy of Allah upon those people who Allah Ta'ala has given them the ability to do dhikr. All of the wealth of the world is on one side in the hereafter, and when the people with the dhakir who will see the reward that they've attained, Alhamdulillah, all the world will grab their hands and cry and lament that what understanding these dhakireen had. They were ulul albab, they were the intellectual people in the world who understood this under this wisdom, and they did the dhikr of Allah, and their status has been elevated in the hereafter on the day of judgment due to dhikr. In the world, you will see a great ni'mah. Great ni'mah of Allah that has given a great reward, great gift due to dhikr. The person who does dhikr, most definitely he becomes a shakir. He gets the quality and the ability to be a shakir. He attains the attribute of a shakir. Remember, when you are a shakir, who are you doing shukr of? A shakir is a person who is grateful. So who are you being grateful to? The person who is your muhsin, the person who is given to you. For example, I give you £50. So will you do shukr to the person next door? No. You will be grateful to the person who gave you £50. So if we are being grateful to Allah for a ni'mah, Allah Ta'ala is happy with us because we have recognized our muhsin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why we get the reward. Because we are being grateful to Allah. We have recognized Allah. We have accepted Allah as our Rabb. Allah is the one who gives. Nobody gives in the world to us. Who gives? Who distributes? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when the servant, the human being, does shukr to Allah, who is grateful to Allah, then Allah ta'ala says, I reward you, I'm happy with you because you have recognized me, appreciated and understood me. And why is it the person who does dhikr who gets the reward? Remember this point now. It is not your tongue that is doing dhikr. It is not your tongue that's doing dhikr of Allah, that's remembering Allah. You will get a reward for that as well. But there's another issue, not an issue, there's something else. It wasn't your tongue that was doing dhikr of Allah. When you do dhikr, it's your heart that is being grateful to Allah. Not your tongue. Your heart is grateful to Allah. So it's not the tongue that recognizes its muhsin, Allah. It's the heart that recognizes its creator. And this is called ma'rifat. In the heart, ma'rifat comes, the awareness comes, the consciousness comes, that it's Allah, our creator, who is giving. So a person who is doing dhikr, his heart always remains a shakir. He's doing shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously. How? I'll explain to you. How? How is a person doing shukr of Allah? And this is such a great reward for insan. Because your heart is the shakir. The heart is the head of the body. It's the king of the body. So when the heart becomes the shakir, and it is grateful to Allah continuously, then all your limbs and organs become shakir. Your eyes, your nose, your tongue will become shakir. Your hands will become shakir. Your feet will become shakir. Your stomach will become shakir. Your whole body will start to do the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, will be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does this mean? That your whole body will recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ma'rifah of Allah will be done by the, will be understood by the whole body. Your eyes, when your heart becomes a shakir, your eyes will say, no, I'm not going to do haram now. Your nafs is forcing you to do haram. But the eyes will say, no, I can't do this. I've become a shakir. I'm grateful to Allah now. That the eyes are grateful to Allah. I will not look never towards a ghayr mahram. I will not do this evil of zina. So when a person does dhikr of Allah, he gets near to Allah, his heart becomes a shakir, is grateful to Allah, never will his eyes go astray and look to a person that is impermissible for him or her. So the heart, when it does dhikr, then that person's heart becomes a shakir, and his body then becomes a shakir. And how? Just like I said, the eyes will say, no, I don't want to look at this person. I am the shakir of my Rabb. He has given me eyesight, visibility. And with my eyes, I have to see many things in the hereafter. I have to see Allah Ta'ala's tajalliyat. I have to see the tajalliyat of Allah in this world, the Kaaba, the Rawda Mubarak, the Qur'an Hakim. Why should I look towards temporary things that are not permissible for me? So Allah Ta'ala says, the quality and capacity that's given to the eye forgets how to do the sins. This is the shakir. The eye forgets how to do the sin, how to commit the sin. So when your heart, when you start doing dhikr, your heart does dhikr, then all the organs and limbs of your body start to do dhikr and become a shakir. The eye say, no, I'm not going to do haram or do the bad actions. Then your tongue says, no, I'm not going to commit the sin. Your desires, your nafs tell you, backbite against this person. The tongue says, no, I'm not going to backbite. I'm never going to slander. I'm never going to gossip monger, because I've recognized my Lord. I've become a arif. I'm aware who is my creator and what is my function. I am the shakir now. I'm grateful to Allah now. Will I do sins with the tongue now and destroy myself? So the tongue also becomes the shakir. So the tongue becomes the shakir. Allahu Akbar. And how many big sins of that individual end when the tongue becomes a shakir? You will see a person who is a dhakir will not lie, will not backbite. The person who does the dhikr of Allah. You understand who's the person who does dhikr? Me and you, we have to build these safat, these attributes within us. We do dhikr, but we should do dhikr like this. And this is the sign of the dhakir. This is the destination of a dhakir. The maqam of dhakir. Until today. The amount of people that have attained Allah Ta'ala's nearness. Until today. Whoever has attained Allah Ta'ala's nearness. From the Anbiya to the Awliya. From the Awliya to the human beings. Whoever has attained nearness of Allah in the whole universe, in the world, is due to the dhikr of Allah. Due to the dhikr of Allah. Musa alayhi salam did dhikr. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam did dhikr. In the stomach of the whale, dhikr was done by the Prophet of Allah alayhi salam. Allah said, due to dhikr, the whole universe, whoever is close to Allah, it is due to the action of dhikr of Allah. When a person does dhikr, then his body attains the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ma'rifat of ilahi. The ma'rifat of Allah. This is the nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is attained by that person. So we have to ask, why don't we get this? What kind of dhikr are we doing? I have to think that, is there shukr? If I'm doing dhikr and my heart is a shakir, in my eyes is there shukr? In my tongue is there shukr? Alhamdulillah, if there is, then I am a dhakir. This is what is called shukr. And in the Quran it said, qalilun min ibadi shukura. Allah Ta'ala says, there are very few people who do my shukr. Allah Ta'ala says, not about this, oh, alhamdulillah, I'm fine, everything's okay, everything's solid and... No, Allah Ta'ala is saying, who am I speaking about? Who am I saying are not the people who are not the shakirs? Allah says, the people whose eyes do shukr, whose tongues do shukr, their limbs and organs, the hand will do shukr. The hand will say, no, I'm not going to do this haram action. My finger will not go towards that deed which is a sin, which is evil. And they'll become solid and firm and steadfast because they've recognized their Lord, they are dhakir. Their heart is doing dhikr. Their heart is the shakir. Their qalb is a shakir. And the rest of the body is a shakir. So remember, the heart is the king of the body. It is the foundation. So when the king gives the order, then hand can the hand dare to do wrong. The hand says, I'm a shakir. And the person that the shukr of his Rabb, then how will he do the sins and cut the connection of ma'rifat with Allah? The hand will never go towards sins. The stomach will never accept haram. Haram will never go into the stomach. Impossible. Haram is one thing, one musibah. If you cannot give sadaqah as haram, not with haram you cannot give sadaqah or khairat or ibadat or worship or prostration or hajj. With haram you cannot do any action. No action will be accepted with haram. It is not possible. Allah Ta'ala says, look, for example, if somebody gives you food, if somebody gives you haram, which is something unlawful to eat, and you are sincere, you are shakir, straight away you will feel nausea, vomiting condition will come, the stomach will be upset. So be very cautious and careful. The people who do dhikr of Allah, who are honest when you give hadiyah, when you give sadaqah, when you give something as a gift, then be very careful and cautious that where is it going? This is going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there should be no issue. It should be clean and pure. It should be pure and clean. Because this is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we say, for example, you have something to eat, you say, hey, I want to give this as a gift to somebody, and you want to please that person, you're not going to please them. Rather, you are earning a big sin due to this. A big sin you are earning. And in the hereafter, you will have to give the answer for this. That to my friend, you used to feed haram. You used to make him happy through haram. Khalis, khalis, clear and sincere and pure. That is this gift based on the standard of that person, then present to that person. Because the walis of Allah, they, the poor souls, what will they be able to do? They are people who obviously, they have a lot of high level status and rank. And they have tawaza. And their situation is different. But for example, about giving, I'm giving a masla here. So this is a situation about hadiya on gift. How should we give? How should we take? So this has come to my mind. Inshallah, in the future, we'll discuss on this point. This is common. We give gifts and we accept gifts. So may this not become a sin or pride or show. Because this giving and taking, taking and giving, away from the walis of Allah. Let's say we give a gift to somebody first. We say, okay, let's leave the point regarding the... Anyway, let's finish this subject. Anyway, what was I saying? Because otherwise it'll be a long subject. So, a person, he becomes a shakir, who is grateful to Allah because he's doing dhikr of Allah in his heart, then even the stomach will become a shakir. The stomach will never accept. If somebody by mistake has fed you something unlawful, you will vomit or you'll become ill or you'll get the motions or diarrhea. For example, Allah Ta'ala wants to purify you and the purity will come into you, or some burden will come into your ibadah, or some bad condition, negative feeling will come because somebody's giving you haram. So the effects of the haram come into that person and you get the punishment. The person giving that haram will get the punishment for that, the consequences for that. So Allah Ta'ala says dhikr of Allah is a big reward, and it's such a great sincere reward, such a pure reward from Allah, that the whole body starts to recognize the good effects of dhikr. My friends, your feet, your legs will not go towards wrong. If you're a shakir, if you're a dhakir, your legs will not go towards the unlawful actions. You'll say, it's too hard for me to do this. The nafs is telling you to do this. And your heart, and your nafs and shaitan is telling you to do this. But you will say, no, I can't go towards wrong deeds, evil actions, because you're the dhakir. So the dhakir, alhamdulillah, we are struggling and striving and making effort on dhikr. And when a person does dhikr of Allah, then if we have not got these feelings where our heart, our stomach, our tongue, our hands, our legs are stopping us or refusing to do bad, then we have not reached to our destination. We have to understand our objective. The dhakir who does dhikr of Allah, the first reward that Allah Ta'ala gives is that when you do dhikr of Allah, you will become the shakir, that your body starts to do shukr of Allah, becomes grateful to Allah. The heart first, and then all the rest of the body after that. You become the shakir, your whole body will stop doing the sins. You will not go to none of the sins that have been defined as wrong actions. Your heart will not feel like, and your body will not feel like it wants to go. That's why Allah Ta'ala has said a great thing, that there are very few people who do my shukr. In the whole world, there are only a handful of people who are grateful to Allah. There are only a few people whose whole body is doing the shukr of Allah, who's doing the dhikr of Allah, who are grateful to Allah. Very few people indeed, Allah Ta'ala says. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that the hal of the people who do dhikr, the jamaat that does dhikr, Allah Ta'ala's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that this will be such a group that on the day of judgment, an announcement will be made. Announcement, a call will be made. That the people who did hamd, who praised Allah, stand up. Ah, group will stand up. Qaleel. Qaleel, remember, it will be less. Few in number. They will be minor in number, less in quantity. So Allah Ta'ala said that an announcement will come. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in this hadith, an announcement will be made on the day of judgment that those people who did the hamd stand, the sahaba ikram, the blessed companions radiyallahu anhum said, who will these people be that will be called to, announced to, and invited to stand up? And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, the people who did hamd will be called and invited to stand. And how will they be treated and set aside on the day of judgment? How will they be treated on the day of judgment? They will be called, collected, then a standard will be set. A flag will be erected. on the day of judgment in front of all the people who have lived, underneath that flag, that standard, they will be stood. Then Allah Ta'ala will say to them, go straight, go underneath that flag, under the shade of this flag, this standard, go and reach to Jannah, paradise. Subhanallah, this will be their level, their high rank. These will the people who did what? Hamd, the praise of Allah. The Sahaba Ikram said, who will these be, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi replied, these were those people who did dhikr of Allah, that kept on doing dhikr of Allah, that eventually their hearts became shakir, grateful to Allah. So let's do dua to Allah. We should strive, make effort. Allah Ta'ala makes us reach our destination, that we don't just talk empty words, hollow words, empty boxes. Oh, we're doing dhikr, I'm a dhakir, look at me, I do dhikr, I'm better than this person. No. This is a great ibadah, act of worship that Allah Ta'ala has given us. Great, great act of worship, through which we will reach the connection of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. We will make the connection with Allah. So do this ibadah with caution, steadfastly. Allah has given us a great ibadah. We don't know how long is the life is left, how much time is left. Understand your objective, your destination, that the dhikr of Allah is a great reward that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, to you, to all of us. And I've told you one reward of Allah Ta'ala's dhikr, alhamdulillah. We will continue to understand and discuss this, that the person who does the dhikr of Allah will never commit sins with his eyes, with his tongue. He will not earn haram from the hands. He will not put haram into his stomach. He will not set his foot towards haram. Every maqam of his alhamdulillah will be according to the sunnah and the sharia, the whole life. When his life becomes like this, then he will be the dhakir and the shakir, and his mouth, alhamdulillah, will be a death to look at. Let's do dua to Allah that Allah Ta'ala has given us this path, this way, and may Allah Ta'ala make us dhakir and shakir the way he has mentioned in his hadith. Recite Durood Sharif.